Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all
worship,
everything,
all the
pain,
the
suffering,
that your troubles made, worthy of the glory,
giving the praise, yeah.
Oh, together
we can, yes we can.
Everybody,
oh, worship the Lord.
I don't know about you, but it just shown up your job.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome again to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this rainy evening. I'm just grateful to God to have this precious opportunity, this wonderful privilege to be with you on tonight. Text 5 people right now. Let them know that Passion for Christ Radio is going down. They can get a quick blessing in. Hope and pray that this information is still impactful for you, even on tonight. Last week, we started a two-part series called Daddy Watch This, primarily coming from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, particularly when Jesus had been baptized by John in the River Jordan so that all righteousness could be fulfilled. The Bible says in Matthew 3:16, after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. Now, I could do a lot with that tonight in terms of immersion, because before you can come up out of the water, you have to have went down into the water. So for those who do not understand the significance of being an immersant, one who believes that baptism is by the being immersed in water, that is immersion. It's when you are plunged, submerged into water. As a matter of fact, the Bible will call it in Colossians 2 a burial, and you have to be buried in water for it to be a baptism. Just don't have a lot of time to go into that tonight, except to say that Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. verse 17 of Matthew 3, and behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. There's a lot that I want to talk to you in a very short amount of time tonight about verse number 17. You find that Jesus was being obedient to the Father. That's why he was being baptized, to signify to the Father that he was about to fulfill all righteousness, which was the plan before the world began, when God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit were all together and decided that Jesus would come and die for the sins of humanity before the world began. So Jesus signified that through his baptism. And then you will find that God, the Father, is speaking to the Son after the Son was being baptized, all the while the Holy Spirit is descending like a dove on the Son and lighting on him. Wonderful picture at the River Jordan, if you and I could have been there to visualize that. But I really want you to know, after Jesus was baptized, that the Father was pleased with his children demonstrating obedience. And I told you on last week that the Heavenly Father will be pleased when you and I demonstrate our commitment. Through his baptism, that's what Jesus was doing. He was demonstrating his commitment to go along with the plan that was already agreed upon before the foundation of the world. And so we see that through his baptism, he was being committed. And last week, we helped you understand how important it was to be committed to the way, the will, and the work of the Father. God is desirous of commitment. No, God is not pleased if God does not see commitments from his children. But I want you to look at verse 17 before we jump into the next point on tonight. Very brief lesson. I'm going to get you out of here early on tonight. But just look at this in verse number 17. This is powerful. Let me read it slow so you can catch it. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said. Let's stop right there. A voice, a vocal expression of words coming from the Father. Do you not know how important it is for a child to hear their father's voice? Could you imagine the adulation that Jesus had to know what he had to go through, but just to know that his Father was watching him? I think I told you last week there are many times as a boy, I would always want my father or my mother to see what I was doing. It just felt so good to know that you had the approval of a parent. You had the approval of someone that you wanted to please. You had the approval because you did something in front of them that you know they saw. And then when you heard that voice, said, that was good, son. Oh, I saw that. You're good at what you're doing. Man, that didn't nothing feel better than that as a child. So could you imagine Jesus knowing what he had to go through, being baptized, committing himself to the Father to go along with the plan before the world was, and he hears the voice of the Father. Every child yearns for the Father's voice. Every child wants to know that they have the Father's approval. Every child needs to be clearly aware of some things. And that leads me to my next point before we dive back into the verse. Your Heavenly Father is pleased when his obedient children become aware of his presence. See, as an obedient child of God, you and I, those who are listening with us on Passion for Christ, God bless you on tonight. We just want you to know that if you want your Heavenly Father to be pleased with you, you must become aware of his presence. Jesus was aware of the Heavenly Father's presence because he heard his Father's voice. Jesus knew that his Father was watching. He was demonstrating his commitment by being obedient to the Father, by showing the Father that he was willing to be baptized, not because he had any sin, because he didn't have any sin. He was demonstrating that he was willing to go along with the plan. There's something significant about when your Father is watching you, seeing what you're doing, and we all have a natural yearning and need for our fathers to watch us. Told you on last week, I would love, I remember just thinking about when we were out in the country when I was growing up and we had a tree basketball goal. Most of you know what I'm talking about, and I was not old enough, tall enough, or big enough to pick up a basketball and shoot it into the goal, but my daddy would pick me up and get me close where I could put it in there, and it felt so good to know that he was there watching me, seeing me, what I was doing, and I heard his voice, and just to see that he was pleased in what I'm doing. So every day, as a child of God, you need to know that your Father's presence is always there, and you must be aware of your Father's presence. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 3 that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, watching the good and the evil. So God watched Jesus from heaven, and God's voice came as he spoke to Jesus. And notice what he says in verse number 17. I'm still in the same verse. And behold, a voice out of the heaven said, "This is my beloved son." Now, let me tell you what God is doing there. God is basically identifying who Jesus is to the world and all those who are listening. It's very important for a child to know that his identity is with his Father. So many a times you see young persons, boys and girls, so mixed up because they don't know who they are, they don't know where they come from, they don't know what's going on, and they have identity issues. But isn't it wonderful that God the Father made the verbal proclamation of who Jesus was? So it's very important for a child to know that their Father claims them. It's very important to know, I'm going to say it again, to know that their child, that the child knows that the Father claims them. I remember the first time I got a haircut, and I was so petrified. And I remember when my daddy took me to Foggy's Barbershop in Greenwood, and Mr. Foggy was there, I believe it was, and got my haircut. And the man said, we waited in line, and I was petrified. I heard them clippers, and I didn't know what was going on. I was just a fish out of water. And the man called us next, and me and my daddy were there. And he said, "You getting a haircut? Are you getting a haircut? Who gonna get a haircut?" And my dad said, "This is my son." And all my life, I heard him say to other people that I'm his son. It's just a powerful thing to know that the Father says, that I can identify that this is my child. So Jesus needed the same nurture that every boy and every girl needs from their father to know that their identity is wrapped up in who the Father is. And there is no better feeling to know that the Father says, "This is." If you wanted to know who he is, this is my. That's possession. It belongs to the Father. This is my beloved son. And then he lets all of us know the status of what Jesus had earned. Then God says, "In whom I am well pleased." That's all my time tonight, brethren. But I need you to know that we need to be aware that God is watching. We need to be aware that our Father sees what we are doing. And if you're anything like me, you want your Heavenly Father's approval. Well, Brother Jones, how do you get the Heavenly Father's approval? Do what Jesus did. Know that God is pleased, number one, when you demonstrate your commitment to God. And number two, God is pleased when his obedient children become aware of his presence. And every single second of your life, you need to be aware of God's presence. And I want to be able to look up and look around or say out of my mouth, "Father, watch this." Because as a child, you need to know that your Heavenly Father is always watching. So that means that we all need to be obedient. Now, when you're obedient to the Father, you need to know a few things. That means you are committed. That means that you are focused. And that means you don't talk a good game. You just go ahead and behave like you got a good game. And there are so many people, even with us on tonight, that you are having your blessings blocked. As a matter of fact, your blessings are being blocked because of disobedience. There is no good father, keyword, good father, that will allow his child to go and do whatever they want to do and reward bad behavior. No good father, no good parent rewards bad behavior and says, okay, you can still have this even though you've never done anything I told you to do consistently. So if whatever you're praying for, could it be that God wants you to learn a lesson about obedience and about his presence being there so that when you operate every day of your life, you are consciously and spiritually aware that my Heavenly Father is watching and it's my job to be obedient as a child of God because I want my Heavenly Father to be pleased with me. That way you never have to worry about anything. Jesus can come at any time, and whenever he comes, he'll find you obedient to him with your mind on Christ, with your eyes fixed on Jesus. And that way, when it's time to offer up a prayer to the Lord, when it's time to ask God to do the miraculous, when it's time to ask God to do something that we need, that we believe, that we can give him glory for, if he answers our prayers, we never have to worry about our prayers being hindered because we don't practice sin. We are fully aware, and our behavior teaches us that we are trying to do everything that God wants us to do because we want our Heavenly Father to be pleased. I want God to be pleased with you tonight. I want God to be pleased with me. I don't want God to have to take nothing away from me. I don't want God to have to take nothing away from you. I don't want God to have to bless us to go through a whole bunch of stuff before we finally get the lesson. Here's the lesson tonight. God wants all of us to be obedient, even right now. My Bible tells me that the Bible says today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. God bless you on tonight. We just want you to be obedient. If there's anything that we could do on Passion for Christ with the Grace Free Church of Christ here in Anderson to help you be obedient, if you have a question about obedience in your Father, your Heavenly Father, you can state that question tonight. We'll try to give you a Bible answer for a Bible question. If not, if you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. Just make sure you live your life in such a way you can say, Father, watch this. Daddy, watch this, and we just believe that God is always watching, and he wants to be pleased with his children. God bless you on tonight. Dial number one on your phone if he wants to pray for you. Go ahead and do it right now. Caller ending in 4355, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Brian. I am feeling much better, but I still need the prayers of the church to make sure that I get over the infection and that my body heals.
All right. Sister Fran, it's so good to hear your voice tonight. I called you yesterday on the way back from Charleston, and I left you a message to let you know we're praying for you, but I'm just so happy to hear your voice on tonight. Does me so much good to hear you and to know that you believe that God is going to bless you. And we're praying that he does as well. God bless you, Sister Fran. We'll certainly keep you in prayer. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time.
Brother Jones, thank you for the lesson. And that's something that parents really need to learn. It's not reward children for bad behavior, whether it's the parent or the grandparent. I wish everyone would listen to you on Monday night. Want to say that my brother-in-law is—he's doing well right now, and my husband he's doing a lot better. And I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for a praying audience, and I wish you and your wife much success as you go out and work hard for the Lord, and just continue to do so. Thank you.
Sister Anderson, bless you so much. We thank you tonight. We'll certainly keep praying for everybody, and we certainly appreciate your encouragement. And we'll certainly be praying for your brother-in-law and your family. Thank you so much for that. Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, Brother Jones, thank you so much for the message. This is Sister Pam. I'm asking you all to just pray for my children, especially that they will keep God first in their lives and seek Him in all things that they do. Pray that my husband and I will be the Christian example we need to be for them. I ask you all to pray for our Ladies Day program that's coming up in August, as well as our homecoming, and asking you to continue to just to pray for Kennedy, that she will be able to attend camp next week. And also pray for her friend Morgan, who had a kidney transplant some years ago but has had some complications and was in ICU, but she just talked to her tonight and she's out. So just continue to pray for that young lady, that God will continue to heal her body, and just pray for Kennedy that she will continue to endure the things that she's having to endure, and pray for her as she tries to enter school. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep Kennedy and her friends and all of those prayer requests that you had in our consistent and constant prayers. Thank you tonight. We'll certainly keep you guys in prayer. Caller ending in 1340. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Thank you for your lesson tonight. I'm asking you to continue to pray for my mother, Sheila Arrington. She's having some short-term memory loss as a result of being shot in the head when I was 10. Pray for me that if it's the Lord's will that I move to the area that her and my stepdad lives in, that I can find employment there, or that I find something here, whatever is God's will for me, and that I'll be willing to accept if they need my assistance in that area. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep you in prayer, certainly your mom and your future as well, in terms of where God would have you to go. I want to thank all of you tonight for being with us. Certainly appreciate your time and also your encouragement as well. We want to make sure that you know that the Grace and Mercy prayer call comes on every Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. It's a five-minute devotion, and it's another opportunity for us to take our cares and our prayers unto God. Make sure you tune in next week, wherever you are throughout the world, throughout the country. Please bow with me at this time for a brief word of prayer if you're physically able. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our Father, despite some of us not having a physical Father around. You have modeled for us in your word who you are, and you have displayed your character and your love and how you want marriage modeled and manhood modeled and womanhood modeled. And Lord, tonight, there's a host of your saints tonight that need some help. Please bless Sister Fran Borden. We thank you for her love for you and the church, that you will go into her body and heal her and bless her to feel much better and cause that infection to go away so that she can be where she desires, back with us, trying to do all she can to help people in this world on today. Lord, tonight we want to thank you for the encouragement that Sister Anderson always provides for me, my family, and my ministry, and that you'll be with her and her family and all those to whom she requests prayers for, especially her brother-in-law, and that you would heal him, Lord, to be thine will, and bless that family, Lord, and just strengthen them and strengthen their faith during a time such as this, and that your will be done. And, Lord, we just pray that you bless him to be healed. And, Lord, we just thank you for them. Lord, tonight we just pray for Sister Pam. Be with Kennedy, Kennedy's friends, and those who are just experiencing some very difficult challenges. Lord, we don't know why certain things happen, but we know that you do, and we know that something good at the end of the day would always come about from some of the adversity that we face. And, Lord, we just pray that whatever adversity that Kennedy and her friends and her family has to face, that you work it all out for good, because they love you and they are called according to your purpose. Lord, tonight be with us, Sister Walker. Bless her mother to feel better We thank you for extending her life all those years, even when she was hit with the gunshot, Lord, and that you'll just be with Sister Walker, that she would be able to assist and nurse and care and nurture her family and guide her in every direction that you know how, so that she could be able to provide economic resources to sustain her life and to do the thing that she desires to do. And Lord, bless her to be able to do all she can for thee. Lord, tonight, as we conclude this prayer, we just pray, Lord, that if it's not your will for some of these prayers to be answered in the way that we desire, that you would give all of these people and all of us on the line tonight the faith that our faith fail not during the times of adversity, and that you will strengthen everybody tonight and do your will, because your will is the best thing for mankind. We just love you. We just pray for you, pray to you in faith. Continue to be with us, watch over us and our families. Forgive us of sin. Love us. Continue to guide us. Continue to lead us. Bless your word to invigorate our spirits and give us the courage and the energy that we need to move forward and never quit until we meet you one day. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms. Till the Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven,
angels in our way.
Oh, Lord, the water is red.
The water is red.
So
don't
wait too late.
He loves you so.
Well,
so
you gotta do what's right.
He won't
give you a crown of life.
Just obey.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation, and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.